Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What you see is what you get is a familiar phrase. I hear tell it even makes great marriage vows. But whether the phrase is used to describe something good or bad matters not. It's the honesty of the phrase that is appreciated. No hidden agenda, no tricks, just brutal matter-of-factness about what one is getting. Jesus says something akin to the familiar phrase in our gospel passage for today. But before going any further, perhaps we should back up a bit and remember the context of Jesus' words here. Remember, he was sending out the 12 to preach. Their sermon was that the promised Savior, Jesus Christ, had finally arrived, and the kingdom of heaven was now here. This was the message they were to proclaim, whether people liked it or not. Proclaiming the gospel was the task they were to apply themselves to, even if it killed them, because the gospel was, and it still is, the most important promise ever. It's more important than family, than stuff, and everything else in this old world. When one has the gospel promise, though he or she may have nothing in this old world, in truth, that person has everything. Conversely, when one doesn't have the gospel promise, though he or she may have everything in this old world, in truth, that person has nothing. And so we come to Jesus' words in our passage today about people providing water to the thirsty, righteous people, prophets, and preachers. Thirst is horrible. I remember well one July day when I was about 12 years old. In our haste to get to the fishing hole, my buddy and I failed to take any water. 4 or 5 hours into our adventure, we were parched. The heat and the humidity had taken their toll, and it was a long, dusty mile or two trek back home where water awaited. Had someone happened along and given a cup of cold water to us in whatever disciple's name they chose, didn't matter to me, I was thirsty, we would have received thirst-quenching water. And so, when it comes to people offering water, what you see is what you get. A person kindly giving water to a couple of idiot kids in that case. Moving on. A good neighbor is a treasure. They do not hurt others in any way, but they help others in all their physical needs. They conduct themselves with purity and honor. They help others improve and protect others' property. They defend others, speak well of others, and explain the actions of others in the kindest way. They don't steal from others, and they don't kill others or destroy others. In short, they are righteous according to the law. And when it comes to a righteous person, what you see is what you get. A person that makes life in this old world better for all of us. Moving on. A prophet isn't always easy to bear, but is always necessary. Speaking the truth, regardless of the consequences, takes incredible courage, and those who are willing to do it are few and far between. Prophets will suffer the consequences of actually caring enough about people to confront them when it's necessary. And furthermore, speaking the truth requires stamina, and in our fallen world, the prophet's work is never done. And so, when it comes to prophets, what you see is what you get. A person willing to sacrifice life and limb for the sake of truth. And so we come to those apostles Jesus sent out to preach. They weren't much to look at, you know. In fact, they were a pretty motley crew. Traitor tax collectors, brash fishermen, hot-headed ambitious brothers, a betrayer and thief. They were quite a group of sinners. Regardless, they were entrusted with and commanded to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the preacher comes, what you see, better said, what you hear, is what you get. When the preacher comes, what you hear, what you get, is none other than God the Father. God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, speaking to you. And what the Father is speaking is none other than good news of Jesus Christ for you. Jesus Christ, God Almighty incarnate, born of a woman, born under the law, come down, way down, looking for you. And so we come now to the heart of the matter. What you see is a sinful, middle-aged man in a goofy robe with a Marine Corps haircut and a horrible goatee. Oh, but don't be confused by appearances. The sinful, middle-aged man in a goofy robe with a Marine Corps haircut and a horrible goatee has been told to speak the very words of Christ to you. What you're hearing is the very word of Jesus Christ for you, so listen up. The kingdom of heaven has come near for you. So near, in fact, that you're in it even now. Your sin is forgiven unconditionally. Your death conquered. The devil has nothing to accuse you of any longer. In bread and wine and water and words, the gospel is yours. And what you see, what you hear, what you touch and taste is what you get. Jesus Christ for you. Amen.